Well, in the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man. And what I was told was...
Plunk a player.
Yes. I was told by Richie Ashburn, when I would listen to Philly's broadcast, they hit one of ours. Hit one of theirs. Hit him back. Hit him hard. All right. Good morning to you. So, all jokes aside, let's play a little game here right now. This game is called, a lot of people are mad.
Should I hit the stage or hold on?
Let's play a game called...
When were you angriest at an opposing player for what you thought was like a cheap shot or something of that nature? All right, that's the game. So knowing that everyone's angry at Spencer Strider today, whether he meant to do it or not, obviously anger's in the air, and rightfully so. He plunked Bryce and, you know, he hurt Bryce. All right, let's, and obviously different ages here, different eras of watching sports. Rhea, I know mine. I referenced it earlier, but I'll detail it more in a moment. Rhea, in all your years watching Philadelphia sports, when were you angriest at an opposing player for like this type of thing? Not for scoring a goal.
Not Joe Carter or something like that.
Not Joe Carter.
Right?
Like they did something that you thought was out of bounds and you were angry. When was it? Who was it?
Scott Stevens.
Yeah.
When he took out, I mean,
it was, that's my answer, legal, though.
I know, but he was headhunting. I mean, he was clearly head. I mean, I never forget, I was with two friends.
Yeah, it was
sick. We
were
watching the game.
It was sick.
And we're up here.
Yeah.
And it was like someone chopped our legs out right from underneath us.
Yep.
That was awful.
Yep. And James, same.
That was my end. That was the first thing that popped. I'm sure if I thought long and hard, I could come up with something. That was the first thing that popped to my head.
Yep. All right, Devin, when were you angriest at an opposing player?
2022 Philadelphia Eagles were undefeated until the Commanders came to town and Dallas Goedert had an obvious face mask. I don't even remember the player that did it. And it's the play that knocked him out for several weeks because of injury.
Okay.
And there's no flag.
Thing I remember about that game was when there was a flag when an Eagles player hit the Heinicke. Is that his name? Heinicke?
Taylor Heinicke. Yeah.
Because the guy took the knee.
Yeah, that's infuriating.
I still think that's the move to make.
Yeah, you should do it all the time. If I'm a quarterback, they're coming at me. Knee.
If you're about to get sacked, just take a knee, and it's a 15-yard penalty because you get clobbered. That was not fair. Anyway, okay. John, angriest as a fan at a player. Anything come to mind?
Sure. I mean, watching football, the guys on the other team, I'm always angry.
Fair enough.
I will say that the Niners, that whole thing when they brushed that was up there for me, too.
It was Debo Samuel, Nick
Bosa, those guys kind of getting into it. That pissed me off a lot.
That's a good one.
Once upon a time, when we had the edge rusher, who was the edge rusher who hit Carson coming off the edge?
Oh, Clowney.
Yeah, that was a big one, too.
It felt like we focused our ire on him.
I still
hard.
Think it was clean.
Yeah,
really?
Well, maybe.
I do.
But it was borderline.
See, here's a really bad one on Wentz, and then didn't he have another one on
Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing about the Wentz thing, and John Runyon and I went through this ultra slow motion one time together, his video. Clowney hit Carson before Carson hit the ground. That is a fact.
You're telling me John Runyon, the head of like investigations into dirty plays, agreed with himself that he got it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
agreed
just
with himself.
Just wanted
I'm
to check.
I'm telling you, I know everyone thought otherwise.
That one, right?
I'm telling you guys, Clowney hit Carson before Carson hit the ground. So it was really close, but
Now who's soft, Joe? Now who's soft? Clowny lover.
The question was whether Clowny speared him.
I'm just messing.
I know you are. The question was whether Clowny speared him. John would certainly know about spearing. Yeah. And by the way, you know what the craziest thing about that play is? And no one talked about it at the time. No one talked about it. That was a freaking screen pass that got blown up by the opposing team because the running back couldn't get through the traffic. All Carson had to do was throw the ball on the ground. There's nothing. Everyone knows
I'm just saying, not hold on to the ball. Carson couldn't do it.
There's nothing. you can't have a wide receiver because offensive linemen are about to be downfield. It'll be illegal even if you pass it to someone else.
He was hero.
There's nowhere to go, and it was just him being dumb.
How many times have you seen
good quarterbacks throw the screen away? They just throw it at the feet of the back.
Right to the feet.
It's just a dead play. Play another play.
Totally.
Go to the second down. Yeah. It's fine. but holding it, trying so hard to do something beyond belief. Yeah. That's what got him in trouble.
It's what got him injured.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But I have to congratulate you on a vicious hit he took that knocked him out and gave him a concussion. You found a way to blame him. That is impressive.
You know
very
what?
Very impressive.
Carson Wentz is horrible.
All right. Let me give you mine, the one I was angriest about through the years. It was 1989, and Chris Chelios, real cheap shot on Bryce. On Brian Propp. Hit him. I mean, it cracked his head open. It was disgusting. And I was so proud when Ron Hextall, game six, went after Chelios. So anyway, that would definitely be my number one. But there's others through the years. I mean, we'd have to think of them all, but... I mean, there's baseball bean brawls that have happened. And anyway, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Something Terry Bradshaw said about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Gino in Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
Normally when we have these, you know, you guys have these little debates and the crew against Joe, normally I'm against Joe, but I'm with Joe today.
Good man.
I got to tell you, when it happened, the first thing I did was I texted a buddy of mine and I said, that piece of bleep Strider just beamed Harper in the elbow with a 95 mile per hour fastball. We should hit Acuna right in the back. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about back's a hard spot to get, but I get your point.
My point is, though, it shouldn't be any other player on the team either. It should be Acuna. Acuna should be the guy to get hit. You hit our best player, we hit your best player.
I tend to agree with that. Yep.
And And as for Strider after the game, I mean, could you be any more disingenuous than that guy? I mean, come on.
That's what I thought.
Completely.
Yeah,
don't agree at all. Yeah. I felt like he respected Bryce to some degree. I felt like he respects the game to some degree.
I think he said what he thought he had to say, John, but beneath it was a flippancy I didn't appreciate.
Wow.
That's incredible that you can read an ulterior motive into that, because I really did think he was just saying, I felt he was regretful. I felt he was considerate of the fact that Bryce was the type of player that he would never want to hit. Like, I believed him on that front.
No, I know you did.
And I think baseball matters to him a lot. I think Bryce is kind of cut from a similar cloth. I think they're sort of in cahoots like that. Baseball head guys probably, you know, they share that commonality. Yeah. I think there's that respect.
We see it different.
On and off the diamond. Yeah. I don't think he hit
him. All right, Gino, I'm going to get to this audio of what Strider said so everyone listening can hear. Give me a great answer for what is the best debate.
Well, it's a big debate, and it's coming up even more recently. I don't think it should be a debate, but Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that could win.
That's a great one.
That one could really win. That's a really, really big answer. All right, coming up in a minute, the various things Strider said after the game. We'll kind of cover the gamut of how he presented things. That's all up ahead in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've done our show from PDQ headquarters. We've seen their operation, the people, the technology. It's all so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contact, checklist functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. You know, if you have tickets for tonight's game, I mean, who knows if it gets played. Obviously, rain is in the air, on the ground, and more will be coming later today. With that said, it's going to be an intriguing matchup if it gets played. And it otherwise already would have been, because, you know, it's the Phillies and the Braves. But you add on everything that happened last night, that even ratchets it up like tenfold. Let's go back to last night. Let's start with the moment when Bryce Harper got hit.
Here's the wind in the 0-1 pitch, and it punked him. Ooh, man. And Harper gets hit somewhere on the arm, and he's in some real pain right now. Looks like the right forearm or elbow. And he's doubled over, down on his knees. His trainer and manager both checking in on Harper. And Bryce, who was hit twice over the weekend in Oakland, ooh, right on the back of the elbow. Yeah. He had not been hit by a pitch all season long, and now he's been hit three times in 3 days.
All right, obviously Bryce had to leave the game. He was in a lot of pain. We'll see if he can play in the Phils next game. Just don't know. We know the X-ray was negative, which is obviously the best news so far. All right, so everything Strider said. Let's get to the heart of what he said. Obviously, reporters crowding around him after the game, like, what's up, what went on, and all the questions. Let's listen to some of his answers. The four big answers he gave, he started with this.
Certainly not trying to hit him. I thought in the moment, I just assumed he had a guard on and, you know, was just pissed that I hit him and then saw him in pain. And that was tough. So I'm definitely relieved that he's okay. And, he's one of the best players, you know, this century. So needs to be on the field. It's best for the game.
Okay, sounds nice. It's a good start. I'll say it's a good start. I don't expect him to say much otherwise, and from that standpoint, it's a good start. Doesn't mean he didn't try to drill him, doesn't mean he didn't try to pitch inside, which he's allowed to pitch inside. He's allowed to drill him, but I'm allowed to drill a player back. But okay, that's how he started. Let's listen as Strider continued.
Of course, you know, I'm not a complete sociopath, so I have some empathy. So, you know, I do feel bad for him to see a person in pain that I caused. So, but, you know, I've still got a job to do.
So, John, this part, he's turning you a little bit. Because you said earlier, mid-game, you were thinking Plunk a Brave. And after the game, when you heard him, you thought, maybe not?
I was surprised that the Phillies weren't going after Braves. I expected it.
But game is probably what led to that. Possibly led to that, I'll say. Possibly.
I think it says something that they didn't try to plunk anybody.
It'd be interesting to know if
they
have
more knowledge than I do as to whether he truly deserved it or not.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think after the game, I was still sort of disturbed, like, what's going on? Why didn't they? And then when I heard Spencer Strider, it all came together and it made me think, okay, the Phillies, they're keeping it real. They're probably going to get back at him, but it's not so imminent that they felt the need to get after him right away.
All right, so here is more of Strider and what he said.
Unfortunately, you know, there's even the most accurate guys can let one go here and there, and so I know he knows that, and I hope he knows there's obviously nothing personal. It's not intentional, and you know, glad that he's okay.
Okay, so again, nice stuff there. This next one's the one that cheeses me, because I think he's too flippant. Here's what he said.
I love pitching here. I mean, where else do they chant your name and ask you how your family's doing? I mean, they seem very interested in my well-being, and I appreciate that. I feel like this is a home ballpark, honestly, at this point. I've pitched here so many times, and I enjoy it.
So, James, I know you were saying earlier you're okay with what he said there because he's human and he's allowed to joke because he's human.
Yeah.
My point is...
And he knows that Bryce is okay at that point. The first clip he says, I'm really happy that he's okay. So, like, he knows that Bryce is okay.
He's relatively okay, though, for what it's worth.
I know, but in the first cut we played there of him, he said, I'm happy he's okay.
He knows the
X-ray is
negative.
So, in his mind, Bryce is okay.
In my mind...
So, he's coming from that perspective.
No, I get it. I'll say this. In my mind, he's not okay. He's not maybe severely injured, but I wouldn't refer to him as okay.
Okay, might miss a couple games or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But the point is, in Spencer Strider's mind, he didn't hurt him.
He didn't injure him to the point that he's going to be out for an extended period of time.
I think that's an important.
He doesn't have to
miss games. No, I get that.
Like, if Strider didn't know, maybe he's a little less.
Say it again, John.
Why does everyone expect he'll miss games?
Well, he. I mean,
probably will. I mean, that hurts. I mean, I don't think he'll miss a lot.
You're trust swinging a baseball bat with that thing, man.
It might be swollen. You know, he might not be able to extend his arm the right way and stuff like that.
95 mile an hour fastball is a pretty good reason.
What if he has to throw to second base?
Yeah,
what if
it's also his throwing arm, yeah.
Yeah, ground ball to the first baseman. You got to turn a 3-6-3 double play. Good luck. All right, so my thing with Strider on that one, and I get James's point, like he's human, he can joke, but in my opinion, he can't joke. Until he gets through all that last night. Like, I just think you go into that, you got to be stone-faced, you got to say all the right things, which he did for a while, and then no jokes. No Philadelphia jokes. They call me different names. No jokes. None. And that's what I don't respect about how he handled a postgame. You disagree, John?
Yeah. So he needs to say things.
No jokes.
Per your script.
Per human decency. It's not jokey jokes.
I thought it was pretty decent.
This is not, this
I don't
is,
think no there was chuckles. A big joke. He was just saying they get on with
I need 100%, no jokes.
100% impossible standard.
Not 90% no jokes. 100% no jokes.
No chuckles.
Right?
Ray, you and Bryce is okay.
Spending Spencer Strider. This is not how I expected to spend my morning. But he's just saying he's not a sociopath. Like, he's saying he didn't take pleasure in hurting someone.
No, he's saying that, but he's saying more. He's also saying they call me names around here. He's going into sarcasm mode.
I think that answer, so there's like a viral interview, I think it's from last season or a few seasons ago, of Spencer Strider saying he would prefer to play in like a silent ballpark than like Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, so he's some and freakazoid.
People found it. Phillies fans found it. So I think he was saying that to try to like defend himself.
It's almost
himself.
A reaction to that. Yeah,
which I can't believe. Like, I don't like Spencer Strider, for the record. I just that he's like taking joy in
but
the fact
he's
that
not.
He. And I do think it was an accident.
It's crazy that he's not permitted to speak a certain way after.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think he could have said anything,
hit
honestly.
Bryce in the arm.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose situation.
You got to keep it
regardless.
Button up the
look,
whole
if
time.
I thought he hit him on purpose, I would be fine with plunking them back. Like, yeah. I don't think he hit him on purpose.
Okay.
I would love. Yeah. I would prefer that he hit him on purpose because I'd like to see that. I enjoy that. We talk about it. Yeah. I like to see that sort of animosity.
And I like
don't
that
think
too.
It was called yeah. for last
Well,
night.
Okay, so now I got all sorts of standards on different issues here. I'll just say this. Even if he didn't hit him on purpose, I still plunk a Brave. That's
me. That's where we diverge.
Yeah, it is where we diverge. And I go for the ribs, and I try to get in between the fourth and fifth to break
that artery, right?
To break the fourth and fifth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not shooting for one. To me, this is like bowling. I'm trying to split the pins, bang, both Ooh. Of them. Okay, let me just, well, one more time. Split the ribs. Let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnamon.
I think only your ribs split like that. I don't know that that's a thing.
Ken, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great.
Ken, are you a split the ribs kind of guy?
Oh, I am. Give me a bone saw. Are you kidding me? Rhea mentioned the Scott Stevens hit on Eric Lindros. I think in hindsight, it's really notable, and it was notable to me at the time. What his teammates did after that, they did nothing.
Well, hold on a second, Ken. It was Game 7 to go to the Cup. I mean, to the point that's been discussed a lot today, you got to pick your spots at times. This was not a time to have three different, you know, five-minute penalties where you're in a misconduct and guys get thrown out. That was Game 7 to go to the Cup. So I don't think that applies.
Well, I mean,
it was Eric's last game with the Flyers. I mean, that was it. He's obviously out of season, never played for them again.
He obviously wasn't the most popular guy in that draft.
He was not. He was not.
Yeah. For some really strange reasons. But listen, Joe, it's a rare day when I agree with you like 100%.
Welcome to wisdom, 100%, Ken.
Yeah, well, you take all the credit you want for yourself. It's not like you ever do that. But listen, a couple things here. First of all, like, as recently as 6 years ago, if you were Spencer Strider, and I don't care if he hit him or not on purpose.
You'd have to bat?
You know you got to step in the batter's box.
Yep.
And now that National League pitchers don't have to worry about stepping in the batter's box, and remember when Bryce got hit by
Snell?
The Padres guy.
Yeah.
Blake
Snell.
Blake Snell, yeah. They were friends. So you could tell by Blake Snell's reaction, he absolutely did not want to hit his friend Bryce Harper. But Bryce Harper's reaction was screaming at him because there's an implicit kind of trust amongst professional baseball players that when you're a pitcher, you're responsible for where that pitch goes.
No, that is true. And that's right.
You know, because if you didn't have that in the game, nobody would ever step in a box with a bat to stand 60 feet, 6 inches away from a guy throwing 100 miles an hour. So you just, it's not so much about what happened 3 days ago. It's about what's going to happen the rest of the year. You've got 26 guys in that clubhouse who have to know that the pitchers have their backs, that you're not just going to be able to take free
I agree. I totally agree.
And if, if you could take a...
Oh, Ken's phone just zapped out. Ken, I agree with your points, and I think Wheeler will do it. We'll see. I know game circumstances could dictate it. I just think Wheeler will find a way. That's my opinion. But, you know, we don't know as we sit here. James, let me ask you, do you think there will be a warning by one of the umpires before the game if you hit the opposing team, you're out?
I don't think it'll be before the game.
Good.
I think they'll, if Wheeler hits someone, I think there'll be warnings.
Well, for sure. But I don't think, because there was no retaliation last night,
I don't think they'll warn them before the game.
John, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I can't believe they wouldn't warn them before the game, because I feel like if you don't warn them, you're almost complicit.
Well, this goes to a deeper issue in baseball, which is the degree to which baseball
allows the players to police their own game.
Right. Yeah. And it's been, you know, it's been a big
diminishing
issue.
Yeah. They used to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there was no talk by the Phillies or by the manager after of anger. So, you know, usually when you get that, you get people like, you know, this, that, and the other, and they're saying kinds of stuff. The Phillies have been very relatively quiet about it. So it's not like they have something to go on other than you and I saying they should probably, you know, give them a little, you know, rib music.
Ree and I are from the 19th century.
We're dinosaurs.
And Richie and Devin and James are from the 21st century. Well, you know where we stand. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, two pieces of audio, one of which is Terry Bradshaw on Aaron Rodgers. Some good stuff. We'll get to that up ahead. Next, phone calls on all of this. I mean, it's been the big topic to, basically punch back or not. You tell us on 94WIP.
I've been leasing my cars from Lexus Cherry Hill for over a decade. I am an RX 350 fan, which comes into handy now. I got a teenager. I got friends. Drove them all down the shore with a dog. Plenty of room in the RX 350, so it makes rides back and forth from the shore smooth sailing with my Lexus from Lexus at Cherry Hill. They are an elite of Lexus dealer for 2024. Lexus Cherry Hill, they are a seven-time certified J.D. Power dealer of excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will see that. You will see the Lexus of Cherry Hill difference when you stop in. See my friend Tony Labello and his team, part of his team Oleg. I was talking with Oleg yesterday. They will help you, guide you to the Lexus of your dreams. They've got over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to love about Lexus Cherry Hill, they are veteran-owned and operated business. You deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. So go start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
The 2-0 pitch swung on, ripped towards right center field. It's deep on the run and unable to get it is Acuna. It's going to land at the base of the wall. Bohm's coming into third. The ball checked up at the wall. Bohm's being waved around third. There'll be no throw to the plate. And Max Kepler delivers an RBI double, and the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
Well, it's all they needed. But the Phillies did get one more run later in the game and ended up winning that game 2-0. I'll tell you what I couldn't believe near the end of the game. Couldn't believe
that it was a walk-home situation for the second run. That was pretty cool.
That the Braves pitcher wouldn't just throw a fastball. I mean, he kept throwing all these.
To both of them, to JT and Rojas.
He just kept throwing, what was it, sliders?
It looked like his fastball was working, too. I mean, guys were swinging through it.
He didn't throw a fastball, I think, until he was 3-0 on Rojas.
So weird.
To Rojas. It's like, dude.
He's like Kirkring. Just throw your fastball more, man. But not on our team.
Especially against Rojas. What are the chances Rojas is going to hit it?
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Rojas hits now, man. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I take my statement, my disparaging Rojas statement, I take it back. I was trying to just be supportive of what you said, and I no longer feel that way because he's actually playing better.
I don't believe in him.
Well, I can't say I believe in him either, but I believe in him more than what I did a year ago at this time.
Here's my statement on the center field
spot.
He's been
a better offensive weapon.
He's batting .253 all of a sudden, though. I mean, he was batting .310 or whatever recently.
It's dropped off, but still, when he gets on, it is exciting to think about the possibilities with the speed that he can provide.
Yeah. My statement is, I hope they have a new center fielder for the playoffs. That's my statement. All right, Terry Bradshaw made a statement yesterday. So did Charles Barkley. Both got something off their chest. You could tell they feel passionate about two Hall of Famers, different sports. Let's start with Bradshaw, who, of course, you know, all-time Steeler great, one of like 30 million Hall of Famers from the 1970s with Pittsburgh, won four Super Bowls. To say he does not want Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers would be an understatement. Here's Bradshaw on a Pittsburgh radio station yesterday.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
And chew on bark and. And whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
How great is that? Go chew,
wow.
Chew on bark.
It's a joke, he said. That was aggressive. Good for him.
I admire Bradshaw for keeping it real. A lot of people at the national level are placid with how
yes.
they present.
I was surprised when he
Aaron
said that.
Aaron Rodgers anymore, though. Aaron Rodgers has moved into this separate category where everyone despises the way he handles business.
I think that's
yeah,
right.
He
really
I don't
know
is. A single
He's
person.
Got a target. No one supports Aaron Rodgers.
Single person that
Pat
cares.
McAfee.
Oh,
Pat
good
McAfee.
Point.
Good yeah,
point.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
One person yeah. supports
the
Aaron Rodgers.
The craziest Rogers. Thing is all the stories yesterday was he didn't report to OTAs, and I go, did I miss him signing yeah. with somebody? Right. I was like, right. what did
Where?
I miss?
Yeah.
So bizarre. All right, so that's Bradshaw. Now let's get to Charles Barkley. You might remember. 2 or 3 months ago, Barkley made a whole point saying ESPN screwing up, talking about the Lakers all the time. They're completely ignoring the Thunder, who are the best team in basketball. By the way, they very much look like the best team in basketball, yeah. and I would strongly put my money on them to win the title. I don't think Indiana's going to win it, but, you know, we'll say. Obviously, you might not know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He obviously isn't known as well around here as other players, but he's an outstanding
player. He's the MVP.
He's the MVP. yeah. But, I mean, rarely has there been an MVP.
No, Joe, I had the same
that
thought.
Less Sixers fans have watched play.
I had the same thought. Right? I was like, I bet you a lot of people have not seen him play. I mean, right there with you.
Probably not since the 1970s, if I had to guess, has there been an MVP that less Philadelphia fans have actually seen the guy play. All right. So he's a great player. He's one of, you know, a handful at the top of the league, clearly. And Barkley made a point yesterday, circled back to the ESPN thing, because SGA, that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and his team, the Thunder, have a shot to go to the finals tonight, and they probably will. And here's something Barkley said yesterday.
OKC is the best team in the NBA. I've been telling y'all that for 2 months. Hey, ESPN, I love you guys. Don't try to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA is... Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Joker, and Giannis. You can't give it to people. They have to take it. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it.
I love that last line.
Nice. It is.
Right?
The crazy thing
Because that's
about
the way
it,
that generation yeah. was wired. That oh, generation was yeah. wired. You got to get it done. You haven't gotten it done until you've gotten it done. And go take it. And
He's
then I'll
not
give you
wrong.
Props.
As like 2 months, two, 3 months yeah. ago, there were people on ESPN. I'm watching it going, I just don't believe in an OKC, yeah. and I'm going, you're going to feed me these other teams with these guys who are 40 years right. old? I mean, stop.
The only thing I'll say in ESPN's defense and people that doubted OKC, the Cleveland Cavaliers had a very similar season, and they got bounced really quick in the playoffs. So, you know.
But I don't think they have a player like
they don't.
Like SGA.
Yeah.
I mean,
they do not.
So there's a slight difference.
There is a difference.
And the funny thing, Anthony Edwards, was he 22 or 23? Yeah. He's already been to two conference finals, yeah. for what it's worth. Like, yep. So he is on his way, too.
Oh,
I just don't think
he's
at SGA level yet. I agree with Barkley.
I agree.
But.
And by the way, craziest thing for those that don't know about SGA, history related to, let's call it the Sixers now. He got traded for Paul George.
Sure did.
6 years ago.
Well, have you seen that? That's been a big thing on like NBA Reddit. If it's Pacers Thunder, it's two teams that built their teams on the back of trading Paul George.
Correct.
Away.
Correct.
It's not going to work out well for us.
I love that.
Correct.
Also, Pacers Thunder, that would be like the smallest market NBA Finals matchup, maybe. I don't know about ever, but
maybe.
In a long time. Like
ratings
no New
disaster.
York,
oh,
no,
it's awful.
Yeah, oh, terrible. No LA. Like, that's, I mean, I'll watch it, but.
I also think it won't be a very close series. I think OKC
think
would.
Will.
I think they would smoke them.
Yeah,
I do.
I think they're going to win.
That Chet Holmgren guy's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they bring in waves of dudes, man.
But. Has anyone ever looked more breakable than Chet Holmgren?
It's unbelievable. I
Sean,
feel like his
Sean
legs
Bradley.
Breakable.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Sean Bradley.
His legs are
going to
snap
breakable.
When he's running down the
but
court.
But he actually was breakable. Like, Chet Holmgren is not. He actually gets out there and plays. Yeah, he's good.
He's extremely skilled.
That's crazy.
Extremely skilled.
How can you coordinate appendages that are that far away from your body?
No, he's really good, man.
Man.
All right, let's go to the phones. Time's yours, which should be something on the Bryce Harper thing coming up in a few minutes. Nick right now in Hillsborough. Nick, good morning.
Yeah, I can't believe what I'm hearing about this whole Bryce Harper situation. Let me paint you a picture. What if tonight in the fourth inning, Kyle Schwarber's up 1-2 count, and because of what happened over the last 3-4 days with our best player getting hit, if I'm a Braves pitcher, I'm saying, you know what? I can come high and tight inside because if one gets away from me, they're not going to do anything.
Correct.
So what if Schwarber gets hit tonight? Then are we allowed to retaliate, or are we still non-Neanderthals that have evolved in the game of baseball that don't do anything? Like, where's the line? Like,
Nick, it took 3 hours and 42 minutes for someone to truly preach what I'm trying to say. God bless you, sir.
It's unbelievable. Tomorrow morning, Ronald Acuna needs to wake up with a grapefruit-sized purple welt directly on his ass. Somebody throw at this guy tonight and sit him down. It's ridiculous because it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop.
Look, you and I are aligned, bud. 1,000,000%. I love your passion. All right, Nick, give me an answer for the best debate that's been out there.
Anybody say nature versus nurture?
No.
It's a great answer.
It's a good answer as well. So that's an interesting one. I mean,
that's on the bigger scale of the debates.
Yeah. I was thinking we might be going Pete Rose, nature, nurture, big one as well. Let's get Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question, as we've been discussing all show. Knowing that Spencer Strider hit Bryce, do you want to see the Phillies, not do you think they will, do you want to see the Phillies retaliate by hitting a Braves player, yes or no? John, how do people vote on this one?
85% say yes.
68% say yes. Hmm. And James, just to be clear, you are saying yes under the right circumstances.
If I thought Spencer Strider hit us on purpose, I will.
Well, you don't know that.
No, I know. I don't think he did. My point is, the manager of the Phillies, my opinion in this situation is that he did not do it on purpose. I'm not retaliating.
And as a fan, you do not want them to hit a Brave.
I want to win games. First and foremost, my primary objective is to win games. Like I said, if it's 8-2 and they plunk them, I'm not going to get upset about it.
Hold on. I need an answer. Do you want to see them hit a Brave or not?
I'd rather they win games, so I'll say no. But I don't want it to be their intent. Like, don't worry about hitting people. Worry about winning games. If it plays out, it plays out.
But if it's 8-0 and you got a shot, do you want them to take it?
I'm not going to say
John,
I want them to take
Joe
it. Because I'm not going to say I want them to get it. Like,
Ross,
I'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I want it, but I'm not going to say it. I'm like
poor
indifferent.
Joe Ross.
Okay, so you don't want them to hit a Brave.
I legitimately always forget about Joe Ross. I don't know why.
Yeah, I want Joe
I forget
Ross to go
until
hit
he comes out of the bullpen.
Yeah, that's
occasionally.
Fine.
I would like everybody Joe over Ross. The age of 40 to recognize that James Seltzer does not want the Phillies to hit a Brave.
I'm indifferent about it, is what I'm saying.
And I want everyone over the age of 60 to know that James Seltzer is officially, quote, indifferent.
Yeah,
about it.
That's good.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the
could
saying?
Get the 60 the septuagenarians after me. Thank you.
Have you ever heard the saying, sometimes the best response is no response?
No, never.
No.
I think Turn the other cheek is in the wrong place. And I'm okay with it.
You are in the wrong place.
What would Jesus say? Turn the other cheek.
Devin, what's softer than soft?
You.
Devin Kane.
Great answer.
Devin Kane. You kind of got me. You got me with the same punchline, but you get the point. All right, second poll question, John. We'll get into this more in another show. Is Jalen Hurts a tier one elite NFL quarterback, yes or no?
I'm going to say 65% say yes.
73% say yes. Well, we'll tee that up another day. Pro Football Focus had him as a tier two.
Oh, what do you say, Joe?
I say he is not.
I'm shocked.
I say he is not.
Shocking.
But I do think tier two is the appropriate tier. I look forward to seeing Jaden Daniels play more to see who's better.
I think it's offensive to lump Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels in the same category.
Oh, I don't.
After one season of Jaden Daniels playing.
I mean, I got to see the guy play more, but I think he's really, really good.
But it, we've seen this with C.J. Stroud after 2 years ago. Exactly. Now, Jaden Daniels is better, but we were all like, wow, C.J. Stroud. Then he took a step back. Yeah. These guys usually take a step back.
Jalen is so much more accomplished than him.
That's a different topic.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, the way they've turned it over, why are they considered more elite?
I mean, yeah, after Mahomes, Jalen has two more Super Bowl appearances than anyone else in that
game. We'll do it another show, but the answer is because there's more around Jalen Hurts and these other quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That is true, offensively and defensively. I mean, that's what people assess. All right, so we'll get into that more another show. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, I've been looking forward to time's yours all day. Frankly, since last night. You know, when Bryce gets hit by Strider, you know it's going to light up the time's yours line, which is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with time's yours.
Rob Thompson is a wimp. His most important player gets drilled in the elbow, agonizing on the ground, and he doesn't come out and scream for Strider to get kicked out. What a wimp.
I would also remind people for time's yours calls tomorrow at 215-238-4500. It was James Seltzer who said he is, quote, indifferent.
Yep.
To the situation.
Yeah, call.
So, give Seltzer the business tomorrow.
I will say, what is it, like 98% of calls have said plunk them? It's been pretty much every call.
For the most part, yeah.
You know, it's really amazing how such a delicate flower like Joe DeCamera wants to break a guy's ribs for what I consider to be an accidental hit. Come on, Joe. You're real brave, yet they call you the delicate flower. Time here.
Whoa. Yeah. To be clear, I don't want to break Acuña's ribs. I want Wheeler to handle business. I'm you go handle that kind of guy.
You absolutely have to retaliate. You got to whiz one by Acuña Jr.'s head. Have to retaliate.
Now, no head. I'm not advocating head. I would not advocate that and do not in this case. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's talk to Jay. He is calling from Bear, Delaware. Good morning, Jay.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Jay?
First time caller, man. It's so cool to be on. But
that's awesome.
Thanks for listening to the show and calling us.
Of course, bro. Look, listen. If this was Jalen Hurts behind the offensive line and he get hit late, what's going to happen? They're going to go crazy for their quarterback.
Yeah, guys like Mulata certainly would have gotten in someone's face for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So how come the Phillies, your top guy goes down and we just going to sit there and just let it happen? We ain't chirping. We ain't doing nothing. So that's why for me, it's like, yo, we got to step it up. We got to represent, you know, show that Philly toughness, show that grit that we're known for. So I got to tell you,
Jay, I may even sign Jason Peters for this next game.
The bodyguard.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
Joe Ross to the minor leagues for one game. Jason Peters, let's rock and roll.
There you go. Let's go take somebody's head off. No, let's take somebody's wrist.
You think Jason Peters throws hard?
I think Jason Peters. I would have Jason Peters as the first baseman. When a guy charges the mound, Jason Peters.
Yeah. I felt that.
Could you imagine Jason Peters coming after you? The man. I mean, you're calling from Bear, Delaware, Jay. Jason Peters is like a bear.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to see him, man.
All right, Jay, give me an answer, pal. Give me a great debate. What do you got?
Did somebody say LeBron and Jordan?
No, been waiting for that one.
Wow.
Good answer, big answer. Ree, if you get to have one Flyer post-1980, so not Dave Schultz, one Flyer since 1980 to fight the fight, who is it?
Oh, to fight the fight.
To fight the fight.
Oh, and you're taking Schultz from me.
Yeah, no Schultzy.
Taka could be physical.
The correct answer.
Donald Brashear.
I got Brashear.
The correct answer
is. I had
is,
the Brashear jersey back
You guys
in
disappoint me. Listen, I love Brashear. Loved, you know, Berube. The correct answer is Dave Brown.
So Dave Brown's a good one,
The correct answer is Dave Brown. Now, Antoski had his moment. He even had the animal in the minor leagues. They never did bring him up. I always wanted to see the animal fight.
Yeah, you can't count the animal. Yeah. He was a nut.
It was always like, if you step out of line, we'll bring the animal up from the minor leagues. That was amazing. All right, we're turning to really fast. We're looking for the best debate. What is it? Mark, give me an answer for a great debate.
If Pluto is a dog, what's Goofy?
Wow. I thought it was going to be, is Pluto a
planet?
A planet.
Yeah.
Barbara at Lafayette Hill. Barbara, we got to move fast. You can win Phillies tickets. Give me a big time debate.
Don't have one.
All right. Barbara, give us a 15-second point on the Phillies.
Strider, his first opening statement was he thought he was wearing an elbow guard.
Yep.
That says he has intent.
I thought the same thing. It was a very astute observation by you, Barbara. I thought the same thing.
Wow.
Yep.
It's actually, yeah, I didn't realize that.
It may not be to hit him, but it could be to pitch inside. Barbara, yep. I thought the same thing. Great point. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for a great debate. Not looking for things so much in the mystery category, but things that people drill down on. So what stands out? Pete Rose Hall of Fame. Toilet paper, how to position it.
Jordan LeBron's huge.
Jordan LeBron's
nature,
big.
Nature nurture.
Yeah. Nature nurture is big. I love that one.
Does size matter?
Yeah. It's a debate. It's talked about.
Maybe cut that.
I feel like Joe brings, yeah, good point. I think Joe brings that up a lot, you know.
I do?
I mean, you like to do innuendos, you know.
Innuendos. I mean,
seems very
fan
important.
Of you know making.
Let's make some noise! Come on.
Comments about a certain you know fella.
Nick Foles, God bless him. All right, let's all just say which one. I'm going Pete Rose, John.
Boy, I don't know. Jordan LeBron was good, but there were other great ones.
Nature nurture.
I'm going nature, nature nurture.
I want nature
yeah,
nurture.
Yeah, I'm nature nurture.
Okay, it's 2-1. Devin, what do you got?
I was going to go toilet paper.
Okay, 2-1-1. Ray, what do you got?
The toilet paper woman. That elicited the most response. Yeah, okay,
fine. Then it's 2-2. Yeah. And now I'll break the tie because now you guys are toilet paper versus nature nurture, to which I'll go nature nurture.
Shocking.
Congratulations, Nick. Congratulations. Nick, you have won the tickets to see the Phils coming up in 2 weeks. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Obviously, all eyeballs on the Phils game tonight if it gets played. We'll react tomorrow if it gets played. If not, talk about something else. Have a great rest of the day. You know what's up ahead. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.